Chile and the Champ.
What up, everyone? Thank you for checking in another week with Chile and the Champ podcast, man. Appreciate everybody that's been showing us a lot of love, man. Paul, how you been, man?
Man, great, 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 great. Another great week.
That's what I'm talking about, Goo?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tuesday. Michael?
Money-making Tuesday. All right.
That's what we're talking about, man. First, we got to start off the show by saying RIP to former First Lady Barbara Bush.
RIP. Rest in peace. Man. Rest in paradise.
Hey, you know what? Don't you take like people for granted? Like, you know, I guess because we got used to seeing her all the time in Houston. Yeah. That we were like, oh, that's just Barbara Bush.
Now, Barbara Bush. I always see him.
Was she even sick? Because yeah. It seemed like it was sudden.
She kept it quiet, though, man. You know?
Yeah. I know he was sick. I know Bush was sick. President Bush was sick, but I never heard anything about her being sick.
Well, the crazy thing in her at her funeral service, you know, they said her son, Jeb Bush, said that, you know, you couldn't keep her and him apart, you know. They were always together. He said even when former lady Barbara Bush got sick, President Bush found a way to go and get in the hospital and end up sick, too. You know what I'm saying?
Love, man.
So they would love. So you know what, man? RIP to her. And best wishes to former President George Bush, because he's also in the hospital sick right now, man. So we're pulling for him. Best wishes for him and his whole family, man. Also, we'd like to say rest in peace to the actor from Austin Powers that played Mini-Me. What was his name?
Vern Troyer. Rest in peace.
Yes, man. Mini-Me is what everybody
for
knew
sure.
him, man.
Rest in peace, Mini-Me.
You know what? So, man, RIP to him. You know, he had a good career, man. So, you know, he did good. So, rest in peace to him, yep. You know.
Chile and the Champ.
Let me tell y'all something that it shocked the hell out of me and gave me hope. I no longer have to have the angry inch. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
Angry inch. What the hell?
Angry inch, fool.
The angry inch?
Inch. That's my male genitalia, how I referred it to. You know what I'm saying? I call it the angry inch. Now, check this out, man. So doctors at St. John's Hopkins Medicine performed the world's first complete penis and scrotum transplant.
Okay.
Now I know what Goo's thinking. Damn, I'm gonna go over there and get me an implant and be swinging from left to right and all that. Nah, Goo, it ain't going down like that, Goo. You still stuck with your little peepee.
Now Goo probably trying to see how much money he can make.
Yeah,
he got that lad love muscle for sale. He like, shit, I can spare a couple inches. Shit, how much you want for 3 inches?
Well, now check this out. It was so the transplant went to a former, a military person who was involved in a road bombing, and he lost his genitalia. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Due to the bombing.
Did he lose his legs or nothing else?
Man, it was just one of those things to where the bombing and just, you know.
That's crazy.
So he lost, you know, his member and his two best friends. You know what I'm saying? So the doctors did a lot of research. They said it took about 5 years of research and everything. And I'm telling you, they performed the first penis and scrotum. Now, that include testicles, tendons, muscles, you know. And they're saying that he should recover and should have a full use of his penis, you know, for urine and all that stuff and sexual stuff. Some of the sexual stuff, they said. And, you know, he still has to go through a couple round or more surgeries to get, like, full erections and all that. But they said he would have to use, like, a prosthetic or something like that. I don't know.
It's called, I think the professional technical term is strap-on.
Nah. Nah,
I don't know.
Keep us posted, Chile. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Hey, no, you, hey.
Nah, you ain't got to post the pictures, though.
Dude.
Hey, that's good, mate. So that's a great story. Salute to him. But where did they get the member? Where did they get his batting two balls from?
Hell,
was there a donor or something? Or
what's the dude name? Bobbitt? You remember he got his
shit?
Yeah,
Bobbitt.
And they sold his back on.
They sold it back on.
So yeah, I'm sure some kind of way they got Lorraine
and Bobbitt.
But see, this was his Bobbitt's own junk though.
Yeah, you that was his own junk. This somebody else's junk.
Yeah, shots. And so they can turn men into women and with the with everything else, I'm sure.
It's just amazing what science and nature can do though. You know what I'm saying? It's how science has advanced, you know, they can do that stuff.
This is crazy though, bro. Like, what was? I mean, I just got so many thoughts. Like, what was his race? What was the race of the meat? Like, what if, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if it, what if he's like a white guy he's walking around with, you know, I don't know.
Mandingo's
dome. Yeah, you feel me? So he'll be like, hey, baby, come here. And he's going to drop them drawers.
Well,
like,
we know. Well, we know if it's, if he's white and all he's doing is black on the waist, he's the only guy that can get away with saying I'm black from the waist down.
That's too funny. Hey, salute to our military out there. For sure, salute to our military.
And you know what, though? That they did do a movie about that. I saw a movie, but I forgot what the name of the movie was. But it was a guy came back from war, and, you know, his wife was all everything, and he would never have intimate relations, sexual relations with her, because he had lost, in a bombing, he had lost all his junk and shit. So
when you first brought the story up, I originally was thinking you, it was like a transgender issue where it was something like that. Because I've heard that before, too. Like, if you're if you were born with female genitalia and you, you know, have the sex surgery to become a man, it's harder than if you're a man becoming a woman. Because if you're a man becoming a woman, they just cut it off. But if you're a woman becoming a man, they got to try to figure out how to put it all together.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But you know what? This is for science, you know, educational purpose. So go ahead, Goo, get your jokes out of the way. Paul, get your jokes out of the way.
It's for our military, man. Salute to our military, man, for sure.
Crack jokes on you.
What?
Can't crack jokes on the military, man.
Nah. And you know, they kept the patient's information and everything confidential. They ain't said nothing. So they're saying that he could be going home this week. So, you know what?
That's what's up. You know, he going straight to the strip club.
Man, he going to wait a little bit, though. He going to be in pain
It's going to be a little tender down there. Like, nah, he can't. I'm not trying to get hard right now because it still hurt.
I'm going to pop them stitches.
And then he going to go straight to the strip club.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to have a born-again party.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm just tripping. I mean, I wanted to do it for the science.
Yeah, that's purpose, dope.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's dope because, of course, our men and women in the military sacrifice so much. Damn. So, of course, that's something that's like we take for granted. Like, you know what I'm saying? For sure. And of course, for this to be the first time it's ever happened, you know, it's amazing that in this time, this day and age, there's still firsts that are constantly happening in our society. This first this versus that, you know what I'm saying? So that's great that this is happening, because, you know, where they going to go from here?
I don't know, man. So my dream is still alive. I can become the Incredible Hulk, so I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to get some gamma rays and all that stuff and become the Incredible Hulk.
So. Eventually, they're going to have people getting around here getting two meats.
Yeah. Which one you want, girl? The right or the left?
Yeah.
Or just have
they call me Two Meat Tony. Two Meat Tony. What's up, baby? Follow me on Instagram at Two Meat Tony.
What if they have one, you know, how they got like them girls be looking for the crooked one? And then they have a straight one and the crooked one. You have one of each.
Yeah.
Pick your poison. Man. We can sit here and just crack jokes all day long about it, but we know
delay and the champ.
A lot of stuff going down with the sports, man. Y'all, what's up with the Rockets, man? Shout out to the Rockets, man.
Rockets looking good. Astros looking good. Texans looking good. It's a good time right now for Texas sports, Houston sports in particular, for sure. We're looking good, baby.
Man, let's start it off with the draft going down this weekend. Usually, Houston gets excited about the draft, but we ain't got shit this year.
I have not paid. I couldn't tell you five people in the draft. In all honesty, the only one I really paid attention to was the guy that lost his arm from
Florida. The linebacker.
Yeah,
he's nice.
Yeah,
he has an older brother that's in the league already, right?
Yeah. We talked about him, how he did great in the NFL Combine, scored like he had the fastest 40 time
ever, I think.
Yeah,
for a linebacker in the last 10 years or something like that. Sure. From UFC, that's what they say.
UCF.
That, my bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's some dope U of H players, too, coming out. You know, of course, U of H always got some good players coming out. So hopefully, you know, we'll see some of them get picked up.
Best wishes to every college player that's going in the draft. And remember, man, just because you don't get draft doesn't mean it's over, man. Look at all. Arian Foster went undrafted. You know, Case Keenum went undrafted.
For sure.
You know, a lot of good players go undrafted, you know, and then they come back and they do their own thing, man.
Also, man, you know, we want to send good encouragement and best wishes out there for financial management, you know, for whoever makes it, not only in the draft, but when you come Hello. When you become a financial success, you know, you want to, you know, don't spend it like them checks come forever, because they don't. It can all end at any time. You know, it happened to athletes all the time. And a lot of times we get, you know, when you become a baller, you get used to that baller lifestyle.
Yeah.
And your baller bills be piling up. And when the checks ain't coming in to cover the baller bills, then, you know, what you going to do? You start eating at your savings, and then eventually you start downsizing. And I just want to send encouragement to everybody out there on good financial management. You know what I'm saying? Don't go splurge at all, man. Save your money, man. Spend it wisely, man, for sure.
Man, you know, like, I remember that that football player, Marshawn Lynch, man. Marshawn Lynch. That dude living off his endorsement money.
Right.
He ain't even touched his NFL money yet.
That's crazy.
Never spun his NFL check yet. That's right.
And you know the crazy thing is, he's smart, dude. He's got I saw like on HBO Sports, you know, they do those things. They interviewed him, dude, and he was walking during the interview, you know, at the same time he looked at this building that was for sale or something like that, and he stopped the interview and said, "Hold on, call his friend." Was his advisor and everything, and they looked at it, and man, he said, "This is the building we need to have for a community center and stuff." So, you know, he gives back to the community. So, you know what, man, that chain, that big Bentley, all that stuff can wait, man. Get you the what you need right now for your first 4 years, you know, and then when you get that big contract after you know, that's when you can splurge a little bit, but. Good luck to everybody, man.
Dile and the champ.
Goo, you the baseball guru of the show?
Yes, sir. I just left a baseball game now. Bel Air just defeated Lamar. So, you know, shout out to them Bel Air boys.
Shout out to C-Dub. What's up, C-Dub, over there, Bel Air? What's up, baby?
My other nephew at George Ranch. They doing their things. What up, Ant?
All right. So how about the Astros?
What's up, Ant?
Astros, man, you know what, man? We doing all right. We hit a little slump. We hit a little bit of a wall. But we came back. We beat the hell out of who was that?
The Sox, White
Chicago
Sox.
Chicago White Sox. We outscored
9-0.
No, we outscored them 27-2 in three games.
Woo!
We're actually playing right now as we speak. We're playing the Angels.
The Angels right now?
Ohtani's pitching against us. Actually, I think it was last time I looked. It was like 4-1. We were down, but you know, it's a lot of games in baseball, man. It's a
I mean, it's like basketball, you know.
Try to get that money. It was 160. How many games? Like one,
like six, close to 80, 180.
That's a lot of games, man. That's why they make that money, though, man.
Yeah. They got so much, you know, they can stretch out the game so long, you know what I'm saying? They can make that money. So
a lot of money.
Well, what are they placed at right now in our division? The Astros.
We're tied for first with the Angels right now.
With the Angels,
yeah.
All right. So I guess.
So we're looking good. I think
it's too early. It's the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
so.
Man, you really don't know nothing until like August.
Yeah,
that's when it starts getting interesting, because by that time you'll see who's gonna make the playoffs. You start fighting for seeds, you know, and all that type of stuff, and then you know. See who gets bit by the injury bug, man. We got blessed last year. Didn't have too many hurt players.
Yeah, and the ones that were injured came back at the right time.
Yeah, man. So. Hitting was on time. Man, baseball is probably the funniest sport to me, because to me, I think it's a lot of luck that's involved in it. Because it's just at any given time, is this pitcher who's pitched so dominant, he can have one bad inning and can lose a game, you know? So. Shout out to the Astros, though. We're looking all right.
Yeah, shout out to the Astros. They've been working hard. They ain't been slacking and partying too much. They, be, you know, of course, there's a celebration going on, you know, when we won the World Series. But the Astros are dedicated, man. I've been seeing them working hard, practicing hard, training hard, and they really seem focused to win another one. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Astros and the organization, everybody over there.
Man, they be showing love to a lot of, like, hip-hop artists, a lot of minorities, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one organization that I can say that is really about the people, man.
Yeah.
I've seen them, you know, so good luck to them. And the other organization that's starting to be a lot about the people, man, is the Houston Rockets, man.
Rockets,
you know?
For sure.
Man, they're in the playoffs right now playing,
We went to the game.
Y'all did?
Yeah, we went to the game last week.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was Mike,
super live.
It was crazy, Mike. What you think, Mike?
Shout out to Dog Boss.
Dog Boss, what it do? Shout out to the Dog Boss, Texan Bullies.
Hey, so did y'all see last night's game on Monday? Last night, Monday?
Yeah.
The third quarter, they had 50 points?
50 points in the third quarter.
Woo!
I think that hadn't happened since like 1980-something.
Man.
Like early 80s that anybody has ever scored that many points in a quarter.
Man, you know, they're looking good. You know, I don't start following basketball until playoffs, you know, because it's too many games like baseball for me, you know. But, you know, obviously I've repped the Rockets because I'm from Houston, the home team. So, you know, we got to rep them. Plus, what I've been seeing, man, the team has been It's been getting the squad for the past 3-4 years. We just been adding more and more. You know, this season we added Chris Paul, CP3. So it's actually helping us.
Point guard. Point
guard. So
that's Mike's that's Mike's boy, man.
CP3, what up, man? Holler at us.
Hey, also, I like the H-Town boy that's in that green.
Already, Jill Green.
Man, that boy right there is all, like, he living in the
Jill
dream.
Jill Green definitely the fan favorite, man.
Yeah. Man, when they put him in, and man, he has so many different little, so every time it's a shot, they put a picture up, and they have, like, a little image. Like, they put a picture up of Jill Green, and like put his green lantern in the middle of a $100 bill. It's crazy, you know. Because
he's an H-Town boy, you know. Living the dream.
He's hometown.
Yeah, he living the dream, bro. Because every basketball player, every athlete wants to play for their home team. That's the dream.
But, man, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. That's true. But he actually got to come play for his home team in the midst of a championship run, man. Just think if, man, Gerald Green was sitting, he said he was sitting at home playing one-on-one with his two dogs. Like, he wasn't, like, nobody had reached out to him. He was cut.
His dogs were dunking on him.
Man, then he came to the Rockets, and now he's just, bro, it's such a positive story. It's an inspirational story, man. Hell, sitting at home.
Man, I like how, like, you know, when everybody started, like, falling in love with him and supporting him was when he got the Rockets logo braided in his head. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And when he shoved the shit out of what's his name for pushing Chris Paul.
He bought that life too.
Man, that's when everybody was like, yep.
You can't mess with them H-Town. What
y'all
that?
Know about them Texas boys?
Southwest, if I'm not mistaken.
Southwest? Yeah. He got some hood in him then.
He from Southwest.
You know, like they said, man, Slim said it best. Ain't too many punks down here in Houston, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Best wishes to the Houston Rockets. They got a game win Friday, you said, dude?
Yeah, they play Friday. So game five. We're gonna try to close out the Timberwolves.
So, man, best wishes to them, and let's just keep it going. It's a positive vibe for the city. You know what I'm saying?
What you think about Fertitta owning the Rockets, man?
I think it's dope, man.
Far since he's gotten them.
The food's been better, definitely. They already had good food there, but it's definitely been on point everywhere.
Because I don't know. We were in, like, some kind of suite that I had never been in before. We walked past it.
The owner's suite, probably?
Nah, it wasn't the owner's suite. We walked past the damn suite.
It was like a restaurant suite. It was live.
Yeah. There was like a restaurant in the suite, like, and you got a band.
Oh, okay.
So you got like a special band. You had to have a band. So if you walked out, so you know how the other suites, you can kind of just take the ticket, give it to somebody else.
This one's the extra exclusive.
Yeah, this was you had to have the band type shit.
That's pretty dope, man. And you know what? One thing I like about him, dude is a businessman. He's not going to lose. You know what I'm saying?
He's not afraid to spend money.
He knows that you got to spend money to make money.
You know, he didn't even have that. He bought the team by himself. No other
investors.
No
investors.
No.
Damn. I thought they said that they were waiting for him, and he was waiting for other people to, you know.
No, he sold some old stocks and bonds that he had or whatever.
Good Lord.
So he paid for everything by himself.
So he basically bought the team with Bitcoin.
Golden nuggets.
Yeah.
He owns Kima, bro.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Downtown Aquarium probably bought it for him. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's funny? His son plays for Lamar.
Does he?
The team today. I didn't see him. Oh, damn. He didn't play today, but he's on the team. Let me see.
And you know one cool thing that I like is that both his younger sons are working with him at the Rockets organization. And then they interviewed the sons, and they were like, y'all gonna just wait. A lot of things are gonna change with the Rockets. You know, the newer generation's coming in. So
you can see it even from the like the first shot. Like, you know, like when they do the first shot.
Is it?
Bro, they had a bunch of rappers.
Yeah, because Slim did it. And what is it? Is it when if they make it 500?
5,000.
Yeah. 5,000 goes to their charity or something like that, right?
Bun B shot it. Trey the Truth shot it. Mr. Rogers shot it.
When we going to get Paul Wall to shoot it?
I mean, I'm not that, man. I don't know. I'm going to miss it. I'd rather.
They did tell us.
I'm going to get somebody to. I'm going to get Mike Ortiz to shoot it for me. I know he'll make it.
They did tell us that
they're gonna have me airball it.
They had to get Paul there.
Now,
don't get me wrong. I don't think everybody makes it. I don't know, Paul.
Nah, but it's just the fact that it's going to charity, man. Yeah. You know,
I think you get to practice though.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need a lot of practice.
You should get you should get your son to do it.
You remember how that first pitch went? You know, I practiced for that forever.
If it wasn't on social media and Twitter, it didn't happen.
Don't tell me you had one of them 50 Cent throws.
Well, the good thing is, man, the Astros, they let me throw out the first pitch. You know, my split finger got away from me a little bit. Then they let me throw it out again, and that one was a lot better. And then, of course, shout out to the Dodgers. My boy James Loney used to play for the Dodgers. He hooked me up to throw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium. And, you know, of all the pitches, that one was, you know, by maybe 90, 92. Nah, it was a good fastball right down the middle, though. And Madeline gave me the thumbs up. I let him know I'm available, although I might not pass the drug test, but I'm available. And, you know, but that one was right on the money at Dodger Stadium. But my two Astros, the first one was, and the second one was, it was all right. So, you know, former pitcher.
You play baseball?
I did play T-ball.
T-ball? Okay.
But I was MVP. And I was not the MVP, but I got the trophy, and I was the MVP. And I was like, Mama, why I'm the MVP? I wasn't the best player on the team. And she said, Nah, I'm going to tell you the truth. They just picked your name out of hat. Nah. And then then my second year at T-ball, I seen them boys doing that fast pitch. That live pitch was, I couldn't handle that. I seen how fast them balls was flying. I said, Nah, I already couldn't catch or throw.
Lil Will's career ended. He walked off the field.
Yeah. He ran the wrong way.
Tell him the story.
He was playing and he kept running. He was like one of them videos where you just hit it, you run and you just keep on running and running. So shout out to my boy Will. He's doing his karate though. He about to level up in that karate. So boys better watch out, man.
I'm trying. So he went around all bases without stopping.
Yeah. That's my boy.
Off the field. Yeah. Will ran off the field. Say, hey, let's go.
He was like, come on, let's go.
I had enough of this.
It's hot out here. It's too hot. Let's go.
Man, that's funny, man. Man, the craziest stuff always happens when you have kids and they're always playing sports. I mean, you get to see some funny stuff, man. So, you know, man, big ups to all the parents out there doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying, spending time with their kids. And, you know, putting them in sports and everything, man.
Man, baseball is starting to come back to the inner city, too, man, because it's like summer baseball, like the summer baseball.
Yeah.
It's not a little league, so you literally have to pay. It's kind of like AAU of basketball.
Yeah.
It's expensive, bro.
Like, no, I can tell.
It's probably about, you can spend like, just to play, you'll probably spend like $1,700 for the team.
And then you got to travel and everything,
you have to
right?
travel. So you go to Louisiana, so you have to pay for your room there. And all that, man, you can have like
$5,000-$10,000 easily
in just the summertime alone, bro.
Man, and that's a crazy thing, man. There's a lot of good athletes out there, but they just can't afford to do all that, you know?
Like in South Park, we used to have a league, and then the league died. But then, shout out to Lawson Howard, man. He's our boy from South Park. He's a chiropractor, man.
What up, Lawson?
And he started the league itself.
Okay.
Like he put his own money to it. Kind of like the same thing Kiki did for the inner city kids out there in Pearland.
But I was just going to say, Lil Kiki.
They couldn't afford. Paul, you sponsored a team one year too, right?
Yep.
So he was doing it all in-house with his own money. Or, you know, like Paul, he gave some money. He paid for a team. And
Richmond Oilers?
Mm-hmm. Nah, you know Paul was going to be all about the Oilers. He ain't going to get none. Nah, man, that's pretty good, though. You know what? That's one great thing that I'm starting to see because, you know, usually this I hate when, you know, my niece was in volleyball in junior high, and then she's pretty tall, dude, and she's pretty decent, you know, and she got to Katy High School, and, and you know, she didn't make the freshman team, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Because she didn't go to the summer camp.
Bro, that's how it is.
I hate how coaches are like that. They're like, you can't make – yeah, well, that's the bullshit that I hate because they're like, you can't make this team unless you were spending money or – you know, some people can't make – you know, some people are living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just because that, you didn't go to summer camp, you're going to let the kids suffer.
Yeah.
You know, well – and I hate that. And, you know, I even told her, I said, hey, look, man. How much? Let me know. I'll pay for your summer camp. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For you to go. And she was like, oh, don't worry about it.
She didn't want to play, right? That's this.
That kills it. Coaches.
It's disheartening, man.
Yeah, that type of message you send into the kids.
But some schools are like that, man. It's like, if you don't go here, then you can't.
And you have to do it like at a certain sportsplex. You know what I'm saying? You can't just do it at, okay, well, I'm going to go to summer with this dude right here, you know, he's going to train.
Can't play. Okay, yeah. They want you to play for the team they want you to play for.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
basically, yeah.
I think they got a little kickback on that shit, you know.
Shit
which I think is bullshit, man. And, you know, that's one thing I hate about KD schools, they have good football team, good athletes and everything, but they also can have the money. You know, parents are well off to where they can pay for them to go to school, summer camps and all that stuff, you know? So, you know what, man? I'm glad that the inner cities are getting those opportunities now, man. And, you know, I would like to help whatever I can, you know, to do something like that. Yeah, it is. Even if it's like a barbecue cook-off or something like that, all the money would go, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
Because it's the kids. That can keep a kid away from doing drugs or gangs and all that stuff.
Well, I'm focusing.
Yeah, I was at HEB one day, and I gave they had the little Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, so they were selling, there's a Boy Scout, not the Girl Scout. So the Boy Scouts are selling these little coupon books. So it's for like $10. And so I was walking out and I bought one. They asked this guy, his Asian guy, right? He was coming out and he was on the phone and he was real rude. He was little kids, man.
Yeah.
And he was like, what did he say? He say something like, you need to go somewhere else or something about going somewhere else or doing something better with your time. So he told the little kids, right? Like, and so I was like, man, you little fucking asshole. So I was like, I said, all right, you ain't gonna be saying that shit 10 years from now when they be robbing your ass, because that's what the hell gonna happen.
Yeah,
they stand out of trouble doing something positive, and you don't want to help. This is gonna be the same motherfuckers that's gonna run up on your ass one day and rob you, and you get to complaining about, nah, it's your fault then, buddy. You should have gave me a little $10, kept them out of trouble. Look, they didn't raise, they didn't meet their quota, got kicked out the Boy Scouts.
Man, right. You know what you're going to make me do? I'm going to make a sign like that and go stand right next to like HEB whenever them the little kids out there. I said, after they tell them no, I would say, you said no, that don't be saying no when they're robbing your ass in 2 years.
Man, no shit.
And at the least, you know, keep the commentary. If you don't want to buy it, just say, no, I'm not today or something. You don't got to belittle the kids and make them feel bad about being out there hustling or selling something. Like they out there doing it for a good cause. They don't say that to the girl selling Girl Scout cookies, so why do they do that? But it's sad.
Man, you know what, man? Good luck to everybody out there, man. We're going to keep it short today. So, you know, sending prayers out, like I said, to President Bush and everything like that. Hopefully he pulls through and everything goes well. And you know what, Paul, before we get out of here, anything you want
to
say?
Man, shout out to Monet Vodka. Something new we getting up on. Hello. Monet. I mean, not cognac, Monet bro. Cognac. Not the Monet Vodka, Monet Cognac.
That cognac, bro. Yes, sir. I've been eyeballing that the whole show. That bottle ain't going to stay close for so long.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
I was thinking about that deluxe vodka. That's what I'm thinking about. But it's Monet. Hello.
Monet.
Hello.
I love me some Monet. That's what I'm going to say. Baby. And you know what? I love that Monet. I forgot what I was going to say, you know. Oh, yeah, man. Big event going down this weekend at TV Johnny's shop.
For sure. Shout out to TV Johnny. We're going to be out there posted up. It's the crawfish boil. Extravaganza. There's going to be a lot of people performing. I know I'm performing. I've seen a bunch of other artists.
I saw Killer Kellyon, Lil Kiki, Kirk O'Bangs, and Paul Wall, and a bunch of other artists, man. So make sure y'all definitely
come on through.
I know Friday they said is the last day you can buy the tickets at the Johnny's shop on Richmond. So make sure y'all go show love to the homie.
Yeah, and it's all for charity, too. It's all for charity.
It's almost sold out, too, right?
Yeah.
It's almost sold out.
I think so, yeah.
All right, man. So definitely Paul Wall's going to be out there. Make sure y'all go to his booth. You know, y'all can buy his merchandise and everything like that. So we're gonna be out there.
Dropping off B-Someone collab T-shirts.
Already.
Hold B-Someone. Up.
Go check it out.
All right, H-Town, we love y'all, man. Appreciate everybody checking the show and showing us love, man. Peace.